This is Colin Steele, news writer for SearchITChannel.com. Last week in Orlando, Microsoft held Convergence 2008, its annual Enterprise Applications Conference. The spotlight was on two customer relationship management products, Dynamics CRM 4.0 and Dynamics CRM Live. Partners can deploy CRM 4.0 on-premise or host it for customers. They can also sell CRM Live, but Microsoft hosts that service. These different offerings and routes to market create both opportunities and challenges for partners. Ravi Agarwal, CEO of GroupSpark in Burlington, Massachusetts, says partners need to figure out which model is best for different kinds of customers.
For example, with the on-premise, we see two kinds of customers, ones that are medium to large-size companies, and then some of the companies that just have really extreme needs around customization, where a hosted model isn't exactly right for them. As far as the ones that are going after partner-hosted, we see those customers as the ones that are somewhat lower on the customization side and don't want to invest the time and really the money in maintaining and installing an on-premise installation.
Partners can also use hosted CRM as a trial for customers who are uncertain about full on-premise deployments, according to Todd Chapman, a business solutions director at Avanade in Seattle.
Customers or prospects are looking to see a prototype or some sort of pilot system to get a feel for what CRM could do for them and how it can work before making the major investments.
Dynamics CRM 4.0 is out now, and Microsoft will make Dynamics CRM Live available by the end of June. The upcoming release is getting a lot of publicity, but John Yagi, Director of Enterprise Business Solutions for Avanade, says hosted CRM still has a lot of catching up to do.
What we're seeing, especially in the enterprise space, is 9 times out of 10, they will look at the hosted model, but in the end, will go towards premise-based solutions. Primarily, that's because enterprise customers have the infrastructure currently. They have the IT departments. They have the skills. And they know they're buying into a solution that they're going to need to support.
Partner response to the different market routes for Microsoft CRM has been mixed. Scott Millwood, CEO of Customer Effective in Greenville, South Carolina, says his company is agnostic about the CRM approaches its customers choose.
So for us, we kind of think of it as more like, you know, paper or plastic. You go to the grocery store, I don't really care. I just want to get the groceries home. When we go in and talk to a customer, we ask them what's their preference in the delivery model. We evaluate how capable they are on their own to run their own data center. You know, larger is going to be more capable to run their own. So segmentation-wise, we see probably more of the small to medium businesses gravitating towards Microsoft's cloud.
But Agarwal says selling CRM Live won't be great for partners.
There are two problems with that. One is it doesn't help the partner maximize their revenue because Microsoft will set their pricing on the website and the end customer will always know that it's Microsoft provided. So the partner will never be able to resell the Microsoft Live CRM for anything more than the retail price. The second thing is ownership of the customer. VAR resells the Microsoft Live CRM offering. Microsoft still owns the customer. And the customer knows they can always replace their VAR with a different VAR who's reselling the Microsoft Live CRM.
SearchITChannel.com has complete coverage of Microsoft Convergence 2008, and we'll continue to follow the upcoming release of Dynamics CRM Live and its effect on channel partners. This is Colin Steele. Thanks for listening.